This is a sermon by Elder J.H. Durland, given at the 1893 General Conference, and it's on Wednesday, February 15. The name of the sermon is Privileges of Fellowship with Christ. If we regard the Christian life as made up of a round of duties, which we perform only from a sense of duty, we have not yet learned Christ. We should regard the service of God as a privilege, and we will so regard it if we have fellowship with Christ. The trouble with many is they do not go deep enough. Their experience leads them only to the place where they realize that they are in a terrible condition. If your experience reaches only this point, you will be brought to that same point again and again. But there is a better experience for you than that. Quote, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." Colossians 2, verse 6. How did we receive him? By faith. Then must we walk in him by faith. Quote, "Those who believe that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven their sins, should not, through temptation, fail to press on to fight the good fight of faith. Their faith should grow stronger until their Christian life, as well as their words, shall declare the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." Gospel Workers, page 103. Quote, "It is Satan's studied purpose to keep souls from believing in Christ as their only hope. For the blood of Christ that cleanseth from all sin is efficacious in behalf of those only who believe in its merit and who present it before the Father, as did Abel in his offering." Close quote. Gospel Workers, page 104. Satan is not willing that we receive the truth just as it is. For if we do, we cut off his power. Brethren, let us receive the truth just as it is in Christ. Read the Bible and believe it for yourself. Take it as it reads. It is our privilege to be in as close fellowship with Christ as Christ is with the Father, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. Again, this bond of union is illustrated by the marriage relation. Ephesians 5, verse 17. The marriage vow is not for a day nor a year. Death only can sever it. Our fellowship with Christ is not to be enjoyed today and broken tomorrow. As with the bond of union between husband and wife, so with the union with Christ. As we know more of his character, we will love him more. Our joy and peace is not alone for us today, it is for tomorrow. As we are justified by faith today, we may be justified by faith tomorrow. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Is there anyone here who is not converted, not at peace with God? If you could not remember of ever having committed a sin in all your lives, would you not have peace? When God forgives our sins, we are as free as if we never committed a sin. There are those who want a miracle wrought in them in order to convince their relatives and friends that we have the truth. Let such ones get their sins forgiven. This is a miracle which will attract friends and relatives to the truth more than anything else. What we need today is the miracle of sins forgiven. Do you want to be free from sin? For he that is dead is free from sin, Romans 6, verse 7. It is not pleasant to die, but it is the price of liberty. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8, verse 36. Free indeed. Has he made you free? Do you realize it today? If so, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Galatians 5, verse 1. Assert your liberty. Don't let Satan cheat you out of every enjoyment of this freedom. He will try to make you believe you are not free, but meet him with the Word of God. If Christ has made you free, you have a right to be free. Therefore, claim your freedom as your right, and don't listen to the insinuations of Satan. How are we to live free from sin? By the same power which begets us new creatures, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1 verse 23. How are we born? By incorruptible seed. What is this seed? The word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. It lives to keep us not today only, but tomorrow for all time. We live by breathing from moment to moment. We do not breathe today and then stop until tomorrow. Neither must we live as new creatures today and according to the old man tomorrow. The new life is just as habitual and continual as the breathing by which the natural life is sustained. This has nothing in common with the boasted sinlessness so common these days. The truly pardoned sinner sees nothing in himself about which to boast. Quote, "The closer you come to Jesus, the more faulty you will appear in your own eyes, for your vision will be clearer, and your imperfections will be seen in broad and distinct contrast to his perfect nature. This is evidence that Satan's delusions have lost their power, that the vivifying influences of the Spirit of God is arousing you." Close quote, Steps to Christ, page 71. This is the end of this sermon.